clearing sidewalks? Really, it's not Hardra. Snow day lessons from turkey lunch to dicey sidewalks, December 22nd. Hey, Jack Knox, could you find out when the last ticket was issued in the city of Victoria, or any other municipality, for not clearing your sidewalk of snow? Good luck. I do mine, my mom's and some other neighbors that can't do them. It's not that hard. Steve Harvey Sonich, take it from an expert. In deep snow, use chain snow tires are useless in deep snow. What you must have are chains. I speak as an authority who blocked Mount Washington traffic many years ago, when our chains came off, just above the chain station, and 6 busloads of potential skiers ended up having to go back to Victoria. Unidentified, I enjoyed the newspaper reports of the incident. GR. Greg Victoria working at home. Less stress, more efficiency re. A return to normalcy includes the office, editorial, December 22nd. I'm not sure who wrote the editorial, but I can guess their generation, and probably their gender. I've been working part-time remotely for most of the last 10 years, some of that in public service, and I can tell you that I am far more efficient working from home than I am in the office. In the office, every question becomes a 10-plus minute meeting. Sure, this builds camaraderie, but do you really want public servants wasting money that way? I'm also better rested when I don't have to get up early to spend an hour or more commuting back and forth. This, in turn, reduces my stress by giving me more time to do the cooking, cleaning, child rearing and general household management that still largely falls on women. The writer seems to be concerned that if workers aren't in the office, they won't be accessible. Do they not know how much is done online nowadays? Apart from a passport, when was the last time they visited a federal office in person to get something done? A provincial one? Municipal? All this to say that a mix of remote and in-office work is ideal for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. They get a good mix of in-person schmoozing with off-site efficiency and far less stress overall. And even public servants deserve that. Caroline Baker Sonich, find new spots, and reduce the migration. We are days away from Christmas and with some of the coldest weather conditions we've experienced in Victoria in some time. I find myself feeling very emotional about the homeless population. On the news we saw pictures of flimsy nylon tents set up in the snow, followed by the usual stories of all the official sites being totally filled, so no room for those unfortunate ones who didn't get one of the few spots available. This constant dialogue has made me angry. It is past time that churches remain closed to these people. In the name of Christian charity, why are you not stepping up? And what about other facilities? One that comes to mind is the Army facility at the corner of Blanchard and Bay Streets. The Army should be able to provide beds for individuals as well. Even if the accommodations are not ideal, surely that is better than sleeping out in the cold. Beyond these extreme conditions, isn't it time that we take control of the migration of individuals from other provinces to our fair city? Surely the citizens of Greater Victoria should not be expected to endlessly assume the financial and physical responsibilities of those beyond our borders. Our pockets cannot run as deep as all the homeless of Canada because our climate is usually ideal. Lucille Longley, Victoria, stop harassing pilots for their traditions re. Military officers handed guilty verdict after inappropriate call sign, December 14. How absurd is this? These call signs are used on communications channels that are only accessible to fighter pilots. So, it is used amongst the Brotherhood, and it promotes esprit de corps. They are an essential part of the job. The very best Canadian fighter pilot of all times was Air Marshal William Avery Bishop, VC, CB, DSO and BAR, MC, DFC, ED. He was a Canadian flying ace of the First World War, and he was officially credited with 72 victories, making him the top Canadian and British Empire ace of the war. His call sign was Hell's Handmaiden. Handmaidens were a personal maid or female servant. Depending on culture or historical period, a handmaiden may be of sav status or may be simply an employee. It implied a lowly status. The Toronto City Airport is named Billy Bishop in his honor. Now, will his decorations be revoked because of the call sign he chose? Will his memory be erased and all of the heroic actions he performed be deleted? Pilots' call signs are a part of what they are, risking their lives for all of us. Let's be appreciative of the brave and courageous fighter pilots that protect us and stop harassing their customs and traditions. Roger Sear, OMM. CD Victoria send US your letters, email. letters@timescolonist.com. Mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tyee Road. Victoria, BCV 9A6X5. Submissions should be no more than 250 words. Subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information, it will not be published. Avoid sending your letter as an email attachment.